Philippians chapter 4, I want to start in verse 5. He says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. And, you know, I think the key to grace is not to live a life of sin or a life of, just be moderate. You know, I think God is more interested in you being who you are and being honest with yourself. You know, I think it was, who's the famous writer? William Shakespeare says, to thy own self be true. You know thyself. You know, those sayings are almost biblical in the sense that really, you know, God isn't wanting you to be the angel you're not, nor is he wanting you to live a life that you can't live. And I thought about this in the way of our lives that so oftentimes we take grace. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Hold on to here. We're going to turn back to Philippians. But go to Galatians chapter 5.
If you still think that God's word can have errors and can need correction, you are missing the peace of God that faith in his word brings. You may call it faith in his word, just like I can call baseball part of God's word, if I choose to believe
that. I think
that
this
God's
whole
word
thing in Galatians chapter 5, now you got to remember the Galatians were really guilty of not going out and smoking pot and drinking beer and raising baseball. Hell. But the Galatians were guilty of going back under the law and becoming too religious. You understand? That was their error. They wanted to. They came out of religion, saw grace, but many of them wanted to go back under religion because that's where they felt comfortable with. And I think probably the majority of us feel that way a little bit.
The KJV is errorless.
You know, especially when we first get saved.
It to meet his own,
you know, the idea is we come out of this religion.
That is the very, that wrecks it so that
we come out of religion
God's word.
And we're walking around saved.
The doctrine,
and we're not sure how to act.
Rile up my flesh. The
Bible, you know, we all of a sudden we got this freedom, this grace freedom, this.
Correct. I was wrong.
And so they wander around a little bit. That's exactly right.
Christine, John, and
that's what
I apologize.
He's trying to tell them in Galatians chapter 5 to stand fast in the liberty. Don't get caught back up in religion. You know, let your moderation be known. That's the key. But verse 1, look in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Patience, and in not expecting everybody to believe the Bible. In the end,
in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of what? Bondage. He's saying, look, don't get back here where you feel like you've got to get back here in religion, where the yoke is, where the law is, where the control is. Don't feel that that's where you have to go to walk in grace.
If I learned that I would be saved if I ever believed that Christ died for my sins and resurrected for my justification. My apologies to all that I offended. Isn't God gracious? A person is saved by...
Well, I think they did in some degree feel that way. And here's the thing. God doesn't want you to feel that. He wants you to feel comfortable where you are in grace. And that's very... And again, you know, we've been talking about this a couple weeks now, about the difficulty of walking in grace. I mean, it is a lot easier to walk under the law, and it reminds me of holding on to the ice rink. The best thing I can tell you is that the edge of the ice rink is the law. And I love going into East Dale Mall and sitting there. I can sit for hours and watch those kids skate. 90% of them are hanging on to the wall.
Upon careful, honest examination of what the changes are that were made, one look at those,
you know,
Alexander,
and that's what they call skating. And only about 5% of them really skate.
One proven error in the KJ.
The other ones are scared to death. Even the ones in the middle, they're.
And study the KJ in context.
You know, and that's how it is when you start walking in grace. You know, listen, you won't experience grace until you let go of the law.
True word of God. must content themselves with the
once you let go of that law,
the deceiver proudly serves up.
And isn't that funny?
Request.
It rhymes with wall.
If God had never
once you let go of the wall,
his pure word, we would be justified.
You feel very uncomfortable the first few steps.
Bible believers,
you are totally out of balance.
Those believing the inspiration of
and people struggle with that. And letting your moderation be known is a very difficult thing. Grace isn't easy. He goes on and says,
Mark 1,
behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, and I'm just going to put it this way, if you hang on to the wall.
As all the Alexandrian counterfeits claim.
If you try to hang on to the wall for anything.
By those trying to
whether circumcision or any aspect of the law that you could throw in there, that's the law.
I won't stop.
Christ shall profit you what?
Inspired.
You won't really ever enjoy those skates.
To change the truth of God into a lie, claiming that since it
you cannot do a twirl, you know, around without that. And I started thinking about how would you describe the walk of grace? I would say the very first word that comes to my mind when you start walking by grace is frightening.
Philosophies mentioned above by Christine Angel, Valerie Hosfeld, and John Baker.
Well, you do. I mean, come on. All of a sudden, you don't have that rock kind of feel that you're hanging on to that wall. All of a sudden, you're out. And I can tell you how many times have we seen them out there skating in the middle, and they look like they're going pretty good, and about 2 seconds later, they're slipped down and sliding on the ice. I know, because I've experienced that a little bit. Now, you would think as padded as my behind is, it wouldn't hurt. But let me trust you. I don't care. It hurts. And I found out that it hurts worse at 50 than it did at 40. I can assure you that. So Paul tells you, you know, you can't hang on to the wall and being great. You can't hang on to that law. So the law isn't the answer to a moderate walk.
Is the truth as much as God?
The law isn't that answer. Come on down, verse 3. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect on you. Now watch. Whosoever you are justified by hanging onto the wall, ye have fallen from grace. You see how I'm trying to get that illustration in there?
And every one of
you've fallen from grace. You haven't enjoyed the skating rink. You haven't enjoyed the freedom that's been bought for you. You haven't enjoyed the new rollerblades or the, in case of the ice rink, ice blade.
Back then.
Yes.
Those trying to Greek the text now are merely disbelieving that God provided his word, them, as proved by the very fact that they go to the discarded, errant, Alexandrian text to Greek it as if that were from God.
But oh, you can, definitely.
To be the truth.
Yes.
Folks, there are
I mean, come on, how many of us have reached for the law to find some stability in our lives? Thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt. I mean, there's some solidness to that, and so we tend to reach toward that instead of reaching toward the Savior. You know, have you ever noticed that when you really learn to skate, I don't know about you, but I always kind of act ignorant so the pretty girls would take care of me, and I always got the girls that would, what are you laughing at?
Trying to take
you know, they come and say, oh, this poor boy needs help. And they go skating backwards in front of you. Have you ever had that? And they're trying to help you along. And they're going, come on. And they're really trying. Well, that's what the Lord does. He's that person that guides you in the front. That you just got to trust.
There are many
and hope that you got a good lead. Well, if you got the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got the creator of heaven and earth. And you know when you step outside of the bounds and you've done something wrong, because all of a sudden you're feeling that instability.
And to prevent it
you know, when you're skating, you feel that instability. Well, that's exactly how you should feel in the walk of grace. You should feel an instability,
where the gospel sneak through,
but then you find your center.
The errorless, pure,
and you relax.
Word of God.
And
many
you keep going.
Poems also contain the gospel.
See, I bet you didn't know that grace was a lot like skating.
Pure, preserved word of God.
But it is. It's identical to skating.
Mark 1
because the more you know about grace, the more you're going to enjoy. And how apropos, don't you think, this sermon is with the Winter Olympics just starting yesterday?
You must not realize what you are doing. But we
a little skating last night.
Scriptures.
And by the way, do good skaters fall occasionally?
Are we?
Trust me, they still fall. Are you going to fall in grace? Yes, you're going to fall in grace. You know, there isn't anybody that hasn't fallen in grace. Everybody falls in grace.
God magnified his word above.
You know, I mean,
Psalms 138, I will worship
the
holy temple.
But they have no joy of the skating of what it feels like to be free out in the middle. You're right. They fall hanging onto the wall. They just don't, they don't hurt as bad because they're hanging onto the wall with their feet sliding out from under you.
I believe.
And you know what?
His word to preserve.
When you start to think about the walk of grace and the moderation, you don't have to be told what's right and what's wrong.
Purified seven times. Thou shalt.
It doesn't require that.
Thou shalt.
Come on down.
From this generation for
verse 7.
There are no errors in King James.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you. Through the Lord, that you will be none other wise-minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Now, come on down.
Since the Alexandrian,
I want to get down to
the errand toward Isaiah in Mark 1:2.
24.
Also have that error, and many more.
Well, 24. Yes. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. I'm going to say this. For they that are Christ have crucified the wall.
It is an error because the
they've not wanted to go back. Why? What does the law represent?
The only place in the true error.
The doing of it in the flesh. The working out of it in the flesh. Why, when you fall on the wall, and Jim, that was a good illustration. What do you rely on?
The word of God is pure. See Psalms 12:6-7 quoted above, and also see Proverbs.
Think about that for just a minute.
Every word of God is pure.
Your ability to do the best you can to hold on to keep from smashing your face.
And also see many other places.
You're not relying on the wall. You're relying on your own strength.
Alexandrian
out there in the middle, guess what?
James Version has no.
You don't. All the strength you have isn't going to help pull you up because you hadn't got anything to grab onto. That's actually a good illustration. I didn't think of it in that aspect. But when you fall on the wall, your upper body strength hanging onto that edge is everything that holds you up, and that's exactly what religion does. And that's why it's the work of the flesh. Going back under the law is the ability for you to work it out yourself and not the grace of God. Jim?
Join me in believing the Bible. John Baker, I read your comments, and I want to respond to you about them. I agree with some of your thoughts, but I have to side with the facts. When I agree with and I have to side with the facts. When I disagree with you. Firstly, I agree that believers in Christ, that he died for our sins.
Well, yeah, because everybody's been on the wall. See, that's the thing. How many skaters are Olympian skaters?
Should graciously treat each
not many. You know who that Olympian skater is in this Bible?
You in proclaiming the facts. That
he's your example. He's your pattern. He is your example. He is the Olympian. How many of the Christians that we know that got saved actually
no
relax and let go of the wall?
Context, in another
not
sentence,
very many.
To be what God was talking about in Psalms.
Now think about that.
6-7.
And that's exactly, go down and look at it. I mean, I started thinking about this illustration. I was thinking about the people in Kentucky, and they, you know, I'm sure they're wondering, well, what does this mean, this liberty and grace, you know? I mean, this verse, hold on here.
Forever. It is even more hard to swallow.
I think it's
2
Corinthians
6.
Just a second.
What the inspired writer wrote earlier in the same sentence, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. So, the writer.
No, 1 Corinthians 6.
To the comment before, in the context, in the sentence before, not in the
look, if you will, this line is very difficult to take. When I first got saved, I'm like, what does he mean?
The words of the Lord are pure words.
I mean, it is very difficult to take. Go to 1 Corinthians 6,
in Psalms 12, 6,
verse 12.
Is talking about the word of the Lord, not about the
1 Corinthians 6.
The Lord is not going to preserve the
verse 12. Now, as you read this, just think about this.
It just doesn't.
In just the way it says, don't even think about it.
PS.127 obviously refers back to PS.
And anything, then I'm going to read the context a little bit.
Immediately preceding it.
Verse 12. All things are lawful unto me. How do you feel about that?
The Lord promised to keep and preserve the words of the Lord from this generation.
That's scary, isn't it?
Third. Yes.
What do you mean all things are lawful unto me?
To believe or disbelieve the verses. I choose not to wrangle.
Well, it is, but listen, let me tell you what, it gets a little scary. He said all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not what? Expedient. They're not going
to
bring about the best result.
Now,
all things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any. Now, that statement for me, when I first was a young Christian, was very, very...
Doesn't that depend on what the truth is in the issue? If God did make His Word available to us today, then it is alien to say and teach others that He did be. So, let's just...
Okay, I'll explain that, Carlton, in just a minute.
Let the rest take care of itself. Second, you disagree with...
You'll understand that is very hard to swallow.
What else could you...
That verse was very difficult. You mean I could go out and commit adultery?
Understand it some other way.
Yeah, how many of us have committed adultery already? Most of us. I mean, if you're watching TV, some of those commercials are...
verses and believe what they say.
Those women are cattily dressed.
To put away insults and name calling.
And I've got to say that I bet most of the men and even some of the women might say, "Ooh, that girl's hot."
I am not.
You know the Bible says if you've already committed adultery already, you know what? It's hard to believe all things. What do you mean all things are lawful? You're giving me a license to sin. No, but look at here in verse 9.
There are errors in all.
Right where we're at. Verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? By the way, are you unrighteous? Are you righteous? You're righteous. So this doesn't apply to you, but it would apply to a lost you. A person that isn't saved, this would definitely apply to. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. If I stop there,
righteous judgments endure forever. Proverbs 13:5-6.
Tony's gone.
He is a shield unto them.
Adios, Tony Ova.
Add thou not unto his word,
right?
Lest he reprove.
I mean, Carlton, bye bye, buddy.
The entire Alexandrian manuscript.
Dan, see you later, alligator.
Confusion or of errors.
You see, if that was the case, how many of us would make it? None. And he said, verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are what? Amen. Isn't that great?
Thank you for being honest about.
But ye are sanctified.
That makes it easy.
But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Well, how did you get righteous? How did you get washed? How did you get justified? By your own effort? No, by the finished work of Calvary's cross. Now, if you went out and committed adultery, could you go to hell?
Is the word of God.
Why?
You only believe
he paid for
it, contains the word of God.
That didn't mean it didn't cost anybody anything. It cost him his life. But for you, and an example of that is in Romans chapter 8. Look in Romans chapter 8.
To also have some of the word of God.
Is it warm in here or what?
There is nowhere taught in Scripture. Maybe I must.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad you're
comfortable. You do not believe that the King James Version is the Word of
God.
I
think I will in just the next sermon.
And that God never
promised
to preserve
His Word. I think
I will,
before I sweat profusely underneath.
I have to agree with you that the Alexandrian derivatives are
actually, I like a few drips of sweat on my shirt. You know, people always come in and say, "What preacher, you were working hard." Yes, I was.
Matthew 4:6 and saith unto him, if now be the Son
There you go. Romans 8. Now, Jesse 8.
He shall give.
That's not what I wanted. I wanted Romans 4.
And in their hands they
verse
shall
8.
Bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. But it is basic.
So grace is the hardest thing To walk in. Why? Hey, all things are lawful unto you. You know why? Jesus paid it all.
His word from us, or that God.
Now, you got to think about this whole thing. And I might want to start in verse 3, just to, well, let's start in verse 1. There's no place like the beginning. But verse 8 is the one I'm wanting to get down to.
That his word will remain pure. It's not pure.
Romans 4, verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh hath found? Or if Abraham were justified by works, he hath well the glory, but not before God. And that reminds me of hanging onto the wall.
Cannot agree while one believes the Bible as
in a skating ring. You have nothing to glory of. Hey, you really were a hanger oner.
You are spending too much.
You know, it's all about you. Well, you really hung on that wall.
Even recognize the truth that it is.
You know?
Will that all
I mean, you have nothing to brag about except, hey, I hung on.
Have all meant to be saved. And to
he said, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it, his belief, was counted unto him for righteousness. Thank God for that. Amen. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not,
it was promised to be
let go of the wall.
It's here.
But believeth on him that justify the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
There are no errors in God's word.
Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom, now think about this, this is such an important verse. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sins. Now, what do you think that meant when David found out that Nathan knew that he was the man that had committed the sin of Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah?
And then changes what he doesn't like to make it more to his taste.
All of a sudden, it ain't about him hanging on the wall.
That is not too
difficult. It's about God that showeth mercy.
You are
all understand?
Double talk. And,
and that's the walk of grace.
There are those
for the rest of David's life, he realized that the only reason that he was allowed was to live at all was the grace of God. David understood the grace of God. He was an adulterer. Say, well, David wasn't any good. No, he wasn't. He was as rotten as the day is long.
Prepare the way before me is nowhere in Isaiah.
But he was forgiven.
Bibles claim it. That is an
you see, guys. Just because God wouldn't pay for all your sins shouldn't make you want to go out and just live like hell on earth. It should make you want to live a life of appreciation, but also a life of honesty.
Words mean something. You can believe you're
not having to be something you're not.
You cannot believe the West God and Horus.
You don't have to fake it out. If you're faking it out, you still haven't got grace.
No lie is pure as Proverbs.
People say, I don't like you, Barry. I mean, I've had people come up to my face in the congregation and say, I don't like you, Pastor. Welcome to the club.
It's not the word of God. It's simple, isn't it, to anyone. That starts by seeking God.
It isn't about me, guys.
Seeking to accomplish an agenda.
If it came down to my personality or my desires, I'd be in trouble. Hey, this is much bigger than that. And the hardest thing I have to do, I think, is try to teach people how to walk in grace.
And to follow Satan in leading them.
It's easy to teach dispensational truth. It's another thing to say, okay, here's the practical parts of all that.
Is simply not believing the
Bible. It is. I mean, you know, people make it sound like, oh, if I got in grace, it'd just be the easiest thing. It isn't, because you want to go back to the wall. And the example is when Egypt, when Moses led Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land, and they wanted to go back. You know, and the Bible says a dog wants to return back to his what? Vomit. I mean, that's how we want to go back to what we don't really like.
I don't understand it. When there is,
you know why? Because we're uncomfortable with where we're going.
From 5,300 manuscripts. And all the other translations.
Oh, absolutely.
From two manuscripts.
So go back to Philippians.
From the manuscripts with so many easy.
Hang on. While we're doing that, because
that is why
Shapen had a question. Was wondering about falling from grace. Go back to Galatians chapter 5.
Still time. Don't forget those
Chafin is the one we call the Beatles. The Beatles.
Carry your sins to the cross.
Up in Kentucky.
Compare Matthew 5.
The Beatle. He looks like one of the Beatles.
In your Alexandrian counterfeit Bible. Counterfeit.
He had a question about what causes you to fall from grace. Well, you can never, ever lose your salvation in grace.
To Matthew 5:22, reason for his anger,
and that was kind of his question. Can, when you fall from grace, have you lost your salvation? And he illustrates, no, you haven't. What you have lost is your ability to enjoy grace.
If that's not disbelieving the scriptures, then
Galatians chapter 5,
I know about your ambassador.
Verse 4.
And your
for Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from what?
But you are missing
in fact, if you put too much emphasis on the law, you know what? People are going to start wondering, well, is he saved?
Have errors and can need correction. You are missing the peace of God, that faith in his word.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
you may call
why you have so much confidence in the flesh, in your flesh, in your ability of this law?
If I choose to believe that,
and so Paul goes, go back to Galatians chapter 4, and I imagine if you talk too much about law,
I
would even doubt your salvation.
I would be including baseball. But no matter what I believe, it doesn't change what the Bible actually teaches.
Verse 20.
I am not referring
Galatians
to your
4, verse 20. This is the if you just kept talking law, we're saved by grace, and then you keep talking about law, this is what I would have to say. I desire to be present with you and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you.
Until some
tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? You see, if I heard a person say, well, you know, now since you're saved, what you need to do is come back here and you need to be baptized, you need to do all these religious things that were under the religion category before you got saved and accomplish that, I would have to start saying, why do you feel like you have to do that?
Christine. John and anybody I have
yeah, confess your sins, walk the aisle, rededicate your life, be baptized, on and on. If that went on and on, I would start to say, well, are you sure you're saved?
I believe the Bible, and I believe
I stand in doubt of you. Now, would that necessarily mean there are laws?
That I will grow in grace.
No, once you get saved, you are sealed onto the day of redemption. There is nobody that can make you lose your salvation. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Once you're saved, you're sealed.
Okay,
you ain't going anywhere. God ain't going to let you lose, thank God. And you're going to fumble down the road. Y'all understand? That ain't going to happen.
God's word is inspired.
But many people go back under the law trying to find comfort or peace, just like the Israelites wanted to go back to Egypt.
And trusting the word of God.
Now, those illustrations weren't just given to you in the Bible so you could say, oh, that's a cute story. It's to understand the practical part of this.
My apologies to all that I offended. Isn't
now, well, Paul said he was confused by these people. Look at it again. He said, I desire to be present with you and to change my voice, for I stand in what? Doubt of you. Why would he doubt them? Because they're not talking the finished work of Calvary. You know what they're starting to say? I got baptized. I walk the aisle for I join the church. I go to Bible study. And you know what they quit hearing?
But find and
Jesus paid it all.
Why would some
all to him I
and settle for error right and
sin? I had a lady
hear
me sing that song. She
said,
obvious
to see
if
I'm careful,
look,
honest
I want you to know I'm not planning to be around that long.
One look at those Alexandrian manuscripts makes obvious
she said, you
countless
sing that
changes
so well.
Made to them.
I'm like, really?
Show me one
you liar.
In the KJ, or else stake. Read, believe,
hey, listen, I'm just telling you, there's a few things I know in life.
As it is written, considering to whom each part was written. Those who choose not to seek out the errorless, true word of God, must content themselves with counterfeits that the deceiver proudly serves
yes.
up at their request. If God had never promised to preserve his pure word, we would be justified in ignoring it and join in persecuting Bible believers as legalists.
Exactly. That's a good point. And Paul's wondering about these people. Because why would you go around, think about this, why would you go around talking about yourself and what you've done and what you've joined and about I, when really it's a whole lot more interesting to talk about him and what he did for me. He went to that cross and paid for my sins. Wow, hallelujah. Hey, he gave me eternal life. Ready for this? He made me the righteousness of God. There's a lot more interesting things talking about him and what he's done and what he's provided.
Somebody tries to change the truth of God into a life.
So Paul's having a little problem with these Galatians because they're going under the law, and he's like, well,
or that it contains God's work.
Why do I say that? In fact, look at how he answers Galatians chapter 3. I had to take my shoes off.
God with a small
I did have a...
I do not believe the philosophies mentioned above by Christine.
Yeah, right, that kind of deal. I took my shoes off because one of my laces, I was afraid I was going to trip going to the board.
Bible.
God, I tripped once. Y'all might not have noticed it, but I'm thinking that if I fall, this will be really funny.
His word to us in
Galatians chapter 3.
Translations believe it or not.
I mean, this is the whole thing of the walk of grace, isn't it?
Lord,
he says, all foolish Galatians, verse 1 there.
Purified seven times.
Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among
Jesus
you?
Christ on earth.
Now watch this. This is only what I have learned of you. Now watch. It's a rhetorical question. Receive ye spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Which one, guys? Hearing of faith.
Are
you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, you get saved? Are you now made perfect by the... Are you made perfect by hanging onto the law? You know what? Listen, not one Olympic skater, ever succeeded by hanging onto the wall. Not one. They had to let go.
Then the rest easily.
You can't fulfill the purpose in which God has put you together for without hanging onto the wall. And just for Debbie, we were talking about skating.
Right now.
And that the skating rink is like the walk of grace. And all the people that are hanging onto the wall, walking along the side thinking they're skating, really aren't skating.
Those
people that are just hanging on for dear life, they're the ones hanging onto the wall.
His word to them has proved by the very fact that they go to the discarded.
No, and that's the point. They go, well, we were really skating. They weren't skating at all.
The truth. Folks, there are two lines of manuscripts. The apostolic truth for the area of the Pauline churches, and the lie from the Gnostic center, Alexandria, Egypt. Manuscript age makes no difference, since the true Bible says that the manuscripts were being corrupted before Paul laid down his pen. Bible believers believe the Bible that is the word of the God of creation, and reject the Bible that is the word of the God of this world. Trying to take the focus off of the lies of Westcott and Horace.
Absolutely.
And using a straw man, bringing an NKJO, is not going to change the Bible.
That is true. Listen, let me tell you, the more I thought about it, then I thought the Olympics, how fitting this is. But those skaters, and by the way, are the skaters afraid to fall?
Lies, errors.
No. They know that they're going to take a crash every now and then. Amen? It is impossible to skate. How about bike riders? Have you ever seen those people that do the Tour de France? Oh my gosh, when they crash, there's like 15 of them piled up on a big pile of each other. You say, well, they're the best bike riders in the world. Yes, but they still fall. And guess what? So will you. The difference is you enjoy the ride better than you worry about the crash. When you start worrying about the crash too much, guess what you're going to want? You're going to want to head toward the wall and hang on to it.
IV's fifth word in Mark 1:2, Isaiah is one such.
Exactly. Oh, those grace believers out there in the middle enjoying themselves, they're using their liberty as an occasion to the flesh.
Clinging to the lie.
And that's exactly right.
But we keep
folks, listen, when you reach for that wall again, what you're doing is denying the cross.
Are we who are by
you're denying the finished work of Calvary. You're denying all that Christ did for you. Man, listen, what Christ wants you to do is put your hands when you get back there and
His word above His very name. Psalms 113.
He wants you to enjoy it.
Thy holy temple. And
oh, buddy.
For thy
my father-in-law, we took him to Houston. I wish Brendan texted me in how old your dad was. I'm saying he's going to be 72, 73-ish. And he had never been ice skating in his life. And we were living in Houston, Texas, and they had an ice skating rink, an Olympic-sized ice skating rink. It was, they actually practiced for the Olympics. Some of the kids that grew up in this rink. And it's huge. It's,
there are no
it really is unbelievable. And of course, we go out, and we're skating along, and it's like this.
From the West God and Hort. And
he's out there going,
Texas, such as the NIV,
I mean, one, he switches, you know. He's turning around, and we're all like, he never ice skated. He said, this is like rollerblading. I'm like, Dad, when did you rollerblade? You know, he had skated all his life from a little boy. And he got out there, and he didn't fall once. And everybody kept going, who's that old man? Because now he's got no teeth in, you know.
And many more.
He hadn't shaved for a day or two, and he had this hat, and he looked like he might have come out of the woods, and before you know it, I'm not kidding you, the whole mall starts lining up around watching this old man skate, and it is really something. And the one thing I took away from that is he really enjoyed that.
That is an error in the Alexandrian.
He laughed, he had no teeth in him. He does his lips would fit together so close, it's all grumped up, it's kind of funny. And he said, I better quit before I break something.
Word of God is pure. He is shield
unto them. Yeah, well, he didn't have to worry about knocking his teeth out.
And also see
that man's the only man I know that he took his teeth out to chew. You can't eat with these things, man. You get them peanut butter sandwiches on the white bread, and you get here.
And the word of God has no error.
And I'm like, I choose to believe
the King James Version.
I loved my father-in-law.
I am not King James.
He was an amazing human being.
Because I do not rule out the possibility.
But that skating taught me a lot.
Of all the accurate
manuscripts, he hadn't skated for 30 years, and he got out there and skated like a professional.
Excluding the errant talent.
And he had never ice skated.
And
but it wasn't that
other
different than
manuscripts and
skating.
Not introducing human philosophies.
The balance was the same, he said.
I don't
he
see
said,
that
I mean, he would tilt
yet.
Around those corners. I'm like, he's going to fall.
John Baker,
man, I'm like, wow.
And I want to
he skated backwards all, when he did that. Everybody started
God,
clapping and like, oh, you know, I'm like,
when I agree
where's his insurance card? We need to increase this.
When I disagree with you. Firstly,
but see,
I
he was
agree
enjoying
that
grace.
Believers in Christ, that he died for our sins and
you know, I use this illustration, you can't
feel
second
are
when
members
you feel
Christ
stuck on the earth.
And are members of each other, and should graciously treat each other as
about
such.
68, she said.
Second,
feel pretty
I will
exact.
Join with you in proclaiming the facts that I agree with.
Yes.
I agree that God keeps the paths of judgment. I agree
oh,
that God
I do.
Of his saints.
I do
but
believe
no
that's why they're hanging on. They're hanging on because they've never really heard there's anything beyond that.
To be what God was talking
their
about
mom and dad hung on, and their great-grandma hung on, and everybody hung on in the group, and so that's all they know is to hang on. That's, I mean, and how many here, honestly, and we're about out of time for this segment, how many, honestly,
thou shalt preserve said, from this generation.
What, you mean there's something beyond hanging on?
To swallow
I mean, when I heard grace, it was like,
inspired
huh? I never heard such a thing. I thought, man, you had to be, I thought, honestly, I thought God was going to put my good on one side and my bad on the other and weigh it out. That's what I believe.
Not in two
seconds. And that was the role for me.
That the method
and you know why I learned that? My mom and dad believed that. You know else believe that?
In PS.
Their mom and dad.
The words of
and
the
on
Lord
and on.
Pure words.
And you know what? It was Brother E.C. Moore that says,
period,
well,
and a
why are you hanging on to that?
That
isn't even the skating rink. Come on out a few steps.
The writer is talking about the word of the Lord, not about the oppression of the poor.
That's a great. That is a great illustration of that.
By trying them in a furnace of earth.
Hey guys, listen. The walk of grace is hard because people in front of you haven't done it.
1:27 obviously refers.
You know who did do it? Your pattern, Paul. And he's your example. Say, well, Brother Barry, aren't you our example? I'm a very poor example. If you want a good example of walking in grace, follow Paul. He's your pattern. He's your example.
And
he's,
I have the right to
he's everything. And you know what's wrong with religion, talking about hanging onto the wall?
Those who do not even believe the
we're all supposed to go back and follow who?
I don't see the difference.
I mean, Romans 11, verse 13. I mean, on and on. Now watch it. What's wrong with religion is they go back to Wesleyan, to Luther,
firstly.
The Calvin, actually that's out of order.
That you and others are helping to perpetrate lies. That depend on what the truth is in
Martin
mission?
Luther, right there, and on. And they go back and they follow these men.
Then it is
and so we have Wesleyans. Guess who they became?
So let's just get to the facts of the
Bible. And Calvinists.
The rest take care of itself.
Presbyterian.
Second.
And Lutheran, Martin Luther.
That you are leaning on Lutheran. Your own understanding.
And the reason that they're bad examples is they didn't go back to the exact pattern in which they were intended to follow, which was Paul, the apostle.
Another verse instead of meaning the subject of the sentence involved.
So they didn't get a good example.
Believed what they said.
And some of these men understood grace.
I am trying to put away
to some degree.
And name call.
But they never let go
KJO.
Of the wall.
It was you that injected that charge, tough.
All right, I'm done.
I am not.